Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So whose memory is starting to fade? I am. I used to have an amazing memory. I would have all my friends' phone numbers memorized. I would know all their birthdays, their addresses. If they gave me their social security number because they forget, I'd remember it. I just had that kind of a memory. And now, I just, you know, can't. I mean, I can remember the past, and if my husband said something to me 20 years ago, I could bring that up. I can remember things my in-laws did. But when it comes to some simple things, like, you know, did you see that news story? Or, well, I remember those, but did you see that commercial? That new, I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, or did you see that play, you know, with the Cardinals? And I was like, well, I did. I watched the whole game, but I don't remember that. And so I worry that I start to lose my memory. Well, a lot of things can cause memory loss. Head trauma, for any of us that have had a concussion. Let's say any of us had high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, things where it affects blood flow to the brain. If you have depression, if you have anxiety, poor sleep, poor nutrition. A lot of things can cause abnormal memory. But there's something that we're all doing, even if we're healthy, that I think is really, really messy with our memory. And I've told you guys this multiple times, and now there's actually a study out of Stanford going, you want to know what? When you guys multitask, heavily multitask, or use media, you aren't doing any good for your memory. And so many of us will watch the news, or we'll do a Zoom call, or we'll study, but we'll play a game at the same time. Well, duh, common sense, that memory is not going to get into our hippocampus like it needs to. I think the frontal cortex also is involved trying to take the stimuli and decide if it needs to be put into memory or not. And so our multitasking and our dependence on our smartphone and our distractions by our computers or our Snapchat message or our Facebook like or our text or our news alert is starting to mess with our memory. And, you know, people say, well, I just have to shut off the, you know, everybody just shut off the computer, shut off the smartphone, shut it off. They're right. You do need to shut it off. You know, I've talked about how our dependency is ridiculous. Look at how we have apparently cyber criminals that want to attack our hospitals again. They've already told, the FBI is already aware that there's some threats. Really, we're going to be reliant on a foreign entity messing with our hospitals so you guys can't get labs and tests done or doctor's orders? It's ridiculous. We're so reliant. But, you know, I have a passion for marketing, so I do a lot of marketing and PR. It's something that I think I was going to be destined to do if it wasn't medicine. And I was watching TV, and there was a commercial. Let me see if I could pull it up. This was really, really interesting, this commercial. And it's a great song, and every time the song is on, I start to dance. So I start to dance to the song, and I like it. And then I've heard this song multiple times. I've heard this commercial multiple times. And then the other day, I thought to myself going, I wonder what that product is. Because I was trying to look up the song. I like the song. I have probably listened to this song or listened to this commercial probably maybe 30 times. I have no idea what the product is. Not because I forgot. It's because when the commercials are on, I go straight to my computer. If I'm watching a TV show or I'm watching a football game, as soon as it goes to commercial, I either go to the bathroom, I go to my computer, I go to my phone. So I'm not even watching the commercial. So any of those people in marketing, they're really losing out. Let me see if I can get this up here. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see here. This one. I love this song. Blow my mind. I don't know what they're advertising. It looks like it's Microsoft, Because, again, I'm just sitting there, you know, dancing to the song. Also, this one. This one's a really good song, too. So you listen to the song, and you're just kind of dancing, right? Or you're doing the Trump dance. And I don't know what the product is. Okay, because again, I'm not looking at it. I'm looking away. I'm looking at my computers. And I think a lot of us watch TV now with our phone in our hand, or we play a game on the computer, or we surf the news. We've gotten bored. We won't look and pay attention at something. Well, the only way to make a memory is you need to pay attention. You need to focus. You need to take it all in. So whoever made, that was, I think, a Samsung commercial. The only reason why the Samsung commercial might be working is because the light flickers in the room. So you look and then you kind of see the phones and you see the image. So maybe that'll get into your memory. But anybody in marketing right now needs to realize that you are dealing with, and I don't want to use the term ADHD, but you're dealing with a society that is not going to pay attention. It doesn't mean they have a diagnosis. It's just we are not a very attentive society. When we're at a streetlight, I see, what do? They look down at their phones. Right? You're not supposed to be looking at your phone when you drive. You know, we have tons of car accidents. How many of them are texting accidents? Well, we have to have commercials. There are commercials telling you not to text. And then are people even listening to them? So, if you're starting to notice that you're having memory issues, don't panic. Make sure you still get your blood pressure checked and your blood sugar checked, and make sure you get your carotid checked to make sure you're getting good blood flow to the brain. You know, they could do MRI, see if there's some early signs of atrophy or dementia. But what you really need to do is soak it in. You know, when they say you need to stop and smell the roses, the reason why that kind of came about is you can't appreciate a rose just by looking at it. You got to smell it. And then you gotta kind of appreciate it, you know, and you look at the rose, you smell it, you feel it, you touch it. To get something into memory, sometimes it needs more than just one sense. And so, or it needs to instill an emotion. So, you know, I have, my kids are growing up, and they'll come up and they'll say, you know, Mom, remember when this happened? And I don't remember. And does that mean I have Alzheimer's? No, it just means that probably when my kid was doing that, I was multitasking. I was working. I was, you know, my son says, you know, Mom, remember I told you this? If I was on the phone or, you know, no, I'm not going to remember. So just try to kind of maybe put the phones down and, again, try to absorb, spend maybe 10 seconds, and hopefully you'll notice that your memory starts getting better. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some election updates, and I'm just scratching my head because just the numbers just don't jive. But as we're heading to the final weekend, election is 4.5 days away. The results are probably 40 days away. I don't know when the hell we're going to find out who won this thing. But it's not going to be an easy month. Let's just say that. So enjoy Halloween safely, because, boy, the poop is going to hit the fan starting next week. In fact, I think Walmart is already taking down guns and getting rid of them because they expect things to be pretty crazy. But we'll talk about that in a second. So heading to the final weekend, we have President Trump, Joe Biden. I think they were both in Florida. Biden was in Delaware a lot, and then I think he went to Florida. I know Trump was in Florida. Yesterday he was in, or the day before, he was in Bullhead City, and, you know, he'd spent a lot of time in Nevada. But I guess today they're supposed to be in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Trump is also heading to Michigan. Biden will be going to Iowa. They were supposed to go to North Carolina, but that got canceled, and they decided to do that on Monday. Not sure why, unless because of the storms. Their running mates are also pounding the pavement, too. Mike Pence is in Arizona. Kamala Harris is in Texas. They say, now this is according to CBS News, turnout in Texas is already 94% of its total turnout in 2016, meaning the state is headed toward shattering voter turnout records. Now, looking a little deeper at the numbers, CNN is saying more than 9 million people have voted early in the key state of Texas, surpassing the total turnout from the 2016 general election. They have one more day of in-person voting remaining today ahead of Election Day. So close to 9 million ballots have been cast already in Texas. I just feel very uneasy that these are legitimate ballots. And I'm sorry, that's just the feeling I get when I hear record ballots, you know, that have been, you know, I'd like to know how many were mailed and what were the numbers per postal district that these ballots came in. Now, I get somebody could say, look, you know what, I'm harvesting. I'm going to pick up a whole bunch from the, you know, older age homes or the assisted living homes, and then I'm going to drop them all off the mailbox on my way home. I am hoping somebody is keeping track. Because when I hear this, oh my gosh, you know, record people voting. Yeah, I know a lot of people are voting. I mean, I voted last election. Everybody I know who voted, there's not really a lot of people who said they didn't vote in the 2016 election. So if we have all these additional millions of votes, I just find it hard to believe that these were people that were like, you know what, I'm skipping the election. I mean, the Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump election was supposed to be one of the most highly contested contests. It was after Obama had finished his 8 years. I just don't see us having millions and millions of people who didn't vote 4 years ago all of a sudden voting now. I just get the feeling that many of these millions of votes were just votes that, you know, are flooding the postal system. And so I get it. Maybe there were a lot of people that didn't vote in the past because they couldn't go to the polls. You know, and so now mail-in ballots is allowing people who were home and stuck at home to vote. I'm just a little perplexed by that. A U.S. Appeals Court in Minnesota ruled Thursday that absentee ballots must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day in order to definitively be counted. The court's opinion overruled a consent decree order that allowed absentee ballots postmarked on or before Election Day be counted if they returned up to 7 days after Election Day. Two Republican Pennsylvania counties, Cumberland and Butler, will not begin counting ballots until the day of the election. County election officials said their staff are simply too small to tally mail ballots while at the same time running Election Day operations. Okay, well, we shouldn't have understaffing, but I guess we do. One of the, as we see Trump, you know, going to Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota one day, and Biden going to Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, I think we could all agree that, you know, people are busting their butts, and they are, you know, it's very interesting. You know, like President Trump keeps talking about where, you know, he goes, I don't need to be here. I don't need to be here with you guys. I could be home. I could be in New York. I could be, and you know, he's got to kind of be careful, you know, saying that because at one time it was almost like, you know, it was almost like, look, I don't want to be here with you guys. And you could see he loves the crowd and, you know, he's dancing with them and all that. So I think he does, you know, really, really enjoy, you know, the quan he's getting and the attention he's getting. But I got to tell you, I'm really amazed at how much Trump is pounding the pavement, status post-COVID, status post, you know, having been hospitalized, you know, getting all the critiques and, you know, all the sound bites of him saying things that, you know, make him look like he's, you know, I guess unfit, which people claim he is. But he is definitely busting his butt. You know, the same thing with Biden. Now, I know Biden probably hasn't been busting his butt as much as Trump, but boy, if Trump loses this, it's not because he didn't work for it. Now, some people could say, well, you know, he said some things and he made some inflammatory comments on Twitter, and he doesn't sound the most presidential, but again, I think those are planned. I think any time he wants to do some policy or make some policy, he'll throw a tweet out there, let the piranhas jump on that, feed off of that, or the vultures feed off of that while he gets other stuff done. I am, though, kind of concerned that we don't really have a lot of work getting done on all sides. You know, I mean, the Senate was so mad that they had to, you know, pass through the, or the Democratic senators were so mad that they had to, you know, allow the Amy Coney Barrett Senate confirmation hearing to move forward. And, you know, the thing with that is, you know, okay, are they working on the stimulus package? What's everybody doing? Everybody is, they're campaigning. You know, Trump is going to be in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Three states in one day. I fly into a state. I need to sleep and take a nap and regroup for the next day. He's in three states a day. He's obviously busy, but I mean, you know, what policies are being done? And I'm not criticizing him, but one reason why I can't wait for this election season to be over is because I really want our, you know, politicians not having to sit here and have to hustle. I want them to, you know, get stuff done. We need a lot of stuff getting done. But, you know, it sounds like so far everybody's kind of working. They're doing what they're supposed to. I just don't trust where all these ballots are. Going to Texas, they're saying the high turnout accounts for more than half of the registered voters of the Lone Star State, 53% of registered voters. The number of total registered voters has grown 12% since 2016 to almost 1.9 million people. They said 433,000 people went to the polls on Thursday to cast their ballot, bringing the total of in-person votes to over 8 million. Now, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear how many are in-person versus how many are mail-in. Now, according to CNN, the mail-in ballots in Texas account for almost a million of the votes so far. That's a lot. Now, I mind you, you know, if the poll is far away, if there, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, unfortunately, cities where people can't get to the polls. A lot of underserved communities don't have access to the polls. Again, I'm a fan of absentee ballots. I'm not a fan of going from a few million absentee ballots to, you know, tens of millions of absentee ballots. I just don't know if the system can handle it appropriately. And, again, once you hear that there's ballots without President Trump's name on it, come on, people. So what the hell is getting out there? What's getting caught? What's not getting caught? So Republican Governor Greg Abbott has extended in-person early voting by an additional week this election due to the pandemic, but he put in place restrictions on absentee ballot drop-off locations to one per county, regardless of population and area. They say mail-in voting requires an excuse in Texas and is limited to residents 65 years or older, those who are sick or disabled, those in jail, but otherwise eligible to vote. Voters who are out of the county during early voting or on election day are also eligible for mail-in voting. So everybody's saying that the race is tight in Texas. All right. Apparently, Texas has not gone to a Democratic candidate since 1976. Now, Trump won Texas in 2016 by 10 percentage points. If Texas flips, and I just don't see it doing that, that could, you know, bode very badly for the GOP. They're saying Florida is neck and neck. Many of the battleground states, again, neck and neck. They say the polls are changing. Ohio, neck and neck. Yeah, this is after we were told that Wisconsin, Biden's leading by 17 percentage points. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey. the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into green meadow whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The economy bounced back in the third quarter with a record 33.1% annualized growth rate. The record growth came after a second quarter drop of 31.4% due to the pandemic shutdown. All the losses were made up with Thursday's report, plus added nearly 2 points. James McCann, senior global economist at Aberdeen Standard Investment, said, "The reality is the GDP numbers demonstrate that the U.S. economy did indeed rebound strongly. It's time to change your clocks." USA Radio News' Val Dior has the reminder.
You'll need to fall back, as they say. In other words, set your clock back 1 hour Sunday morning, technically at 2 a.m. High-tech devices like phones will reset time for you. However, many of us set our manual clocks back before hitting the hay Saturday night. Another good tip, use this time change as a reminder to check or replace batteries in your smoke detectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News. Shaka Johnson, the family attorney for Walter Wallace Jr., says the family wants the officers who killed their son not to be charged with murder.
"I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it."
Mr. Wallace was shot by Philadelphia police while wielding a knife and approaching the officers, ignoring commands to drop the weapon. Apple is planning to build its own search engine to rival Google, according to Wednesday's Financial Times report. U.S. antitrust authorities are threatening to squash deals Google made with device makers to be the only search engine as the default option, specifically iPhones and Samsung phones. Apple's iPhone has started to show its own search engine results and link directly to websites when users type in search queries directly from the home screen in versions iOS 14 and later. The report stated Google pays Apple between $8 and $12 billion every year for its search engine deal. USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I keep getting this whenever I do radio interviews, and I think we hear this all the time when people kind of are frustrated with the masks and the social distancing mandates. You'll hear somebody say, "Look, all right, you want us to wear masks, you want us to social distance because COVID is so dangerous, and you want us to not get COVID, but you're urging flu shots." And most governors are telling everybody to get the flu shot. And people come out going, "Well, wait a second. If you said we have to wear masks and social distance to avoid getting COVID, then why would we need the flu shot?" Now, I don't know if they watched A Few Good Men right? I don't know if you watched Tom Cruise when he was grilling. I forget who Jack Nicholson played. I forget the name. But anyway, but he wasn't grilling him. Oh, yeah. Yeah, if the guy that got killed with the code red, you know, his life wasn't in danger, then, you know, why did he need to leave the base? You know, so people are being lawyers now. First, they were physicians, then they were microbiologists, and now they're being lawyers. And that they're like, okay, look, all right, you're making one argument, you're causing companies to go under. I think I heard IHOP now is going to have to close a bunch of stores. IHOP, oh my gosh, restaurant. You know, you have people losing their livelihoods, people losing their lifelong businesses, and it's because we have to social distance and we have to wear a mask. But then you're saying get the flu shot, and you're urging to get the flu shot, but if we're doing our masks or doing social distancing, aren't we safe? Well, as a doctor, I'll tell you there is a difference. In fact, you know what? There was a Washoe County school district meeting, or I believe the task force was talking to the school district about how to handle the schools, and a woman calls on saying that same thing. She's like, which is it? Do we need the flu shot or do we need to wear our masks? And, you know, people are frustrated, and I get that. And the frustration is going to continue because I don't think masks and social distancing are going away. You know, once you have somebody next to you with a fever, you're going to believe them that, oh, it's just the flu. We don't want to get the flu either. So the reason why I've been urging flu shots, and I know everybody gets all mad when I urge the flu shot, but it's because I don't think the masks work to 100%. I think they help. I think they provide a barrier. But when you do hear a government official say masks work, and then that same government official says get the flu shot, lay people, non-medical people are like, okay, what is it? See, to me as a doctor, I get it. Masks work as a barrier. I've used masks, I've worn masks, and it's protected not only my patients, but it's protected me. I'm a fan of masks. I'm not a fan of what I see everybody's wearing. You know, people are wearing stuff that's been in their bra or in their pocket or in their car for like 3 weeks. You know, I did that too. I went to a restaurant going, oh crap, I don't have my mask. So I found something that was buried in my purse and I put it on because you have to. So yeah, those masks I don't think are working, which is why flu is deadly. Flu kills tens upon tens of thousands of people each year in America alone, anywhere from 20 to 80,000. I'm going to recommend the flu vaccine. I'm not recommending mandated, you know, shots. I don't know where that is constitutionally, where you force somebody to get a shot when we know that there are, you know, very, very minimal and rare side effects, but I am a fan of flu shots. I think if you do get a flu shot, it's going to then avoid a major morbidity and a comorbidity that we saw that I think killed thousands of people this last COVID season. And I agree with many of the governors that we don't want the hospitals overwhelmed with flu. Okay? I mean, you know, it's interesting. I had a patient the other day. I get this a lot when I do telemedicine. And I'll see a patient, and they're like, I have a sinus infection, I need an antibiotic. Or I have bronchitis, I need an antibiotic. And I go, well, listen, you know, what are your symptoms? Well, I'm coughing, I have runny nose, I have this. I go, okay, now you know those could also be COVID. So you should probably still, you know, avoid, you know, social distance, and you might want to get the COVID test. No, I don't need to get the COVID test. I don't have COVID because I haven't been anywhere. So I couldn't have contracted COVID. And I go, but then if you haven't been anywhere, then why do you think you got the virus or the bacteria that gave you the sinus infection, the bronchitis? And they always like stop. But again, I don't want to play lawyer, but you know, we're still having people get sinus infections. We're still having people get bronchitis. People are still getting flu. Is it because people are social distancing half-assed? Is it because they're not wearing their mask right? Is it because the masks don't like 100% work? So what I think government officials need to maybe do is, rather than making it sound like it's absolute, you know, where, you know, masks work 100%, and they're not saying that, but when they go, guys, masks work, maybe they need to say, look, masks help, all right? They help. Don't say they work. You don't want to give a false sense of security, and maybe that's happening. You know, my son was, like, standing in line, and, you know, my baby's growing up, and he has his mask, and I have my mask, and I'm like, okay, mask kissy, and I just give him a big kissy in my mask on his mask. He's like, Mom, whatever. Yeah, but yeah, I have to give my baby kissies. Okay, that's not social distancing. You are not supposed to kiss each other through the mask. Okay, I have to give him a kissy. I have to give him a Vivian kissy because it's a mask kissy. It's okay. And you know, this is what people are doing. And I'm like, well, I'm wearing a mask. I'm doing my part. You know, that's why diet sodas are you know, such a big no-no with dieting. Because people will drink a diet soda. You want to know what? I drink a diet soda, which means I didn't have my sugar content for the day, so now I can. No. No. All right? You know, you're supposed to kind of avoid non-water or healthy drinks. That's kind of the plan to lose weight. Not just try to do a substitute and then you overcompensate. You know, they say that a lot of people that exercise a lot, sometimes what they'll do or fast, they'll then overcompensate when they can't eat. That's not how it works. Well, same thing with masks. So I think a lot of people, like this Halloween, they're going to wear their masks, but, you know, they're not going to be, you know, I think, you know, using all the precautions. So I'm going to yearly urge the flu shot as long as you don't have any contraindications, because I think flu outsmarts the mask. Remember a few weeks ago I told you that COVID was outsmarting the mask? Remember we were talking about how people who are wearing a mask got COVID? Okay? I mean, you guys aren't all in hazmat suits. Okay? You're wearing something like this off your ear. Okay? Yeah, you're going to get sick. And mind you, that's kind of a part of our immune building system. I mean, the reason why we get hit every year is because that's how nature works. It stinks that we have survival of the fittest, but we do. So those who are resilient to flu and colds and pneumonia and all that give offspring that are hopefully more resilient. Unfortunately, things happen that make us immunosuppressed, or we have a medical condition and then we take a medicine that immunosuppresses us. But, you know, don't think that just because we have masks and social distancing, you're not at risk for flu. Okay? Does that kind of make sense? You know, it's... What is happening is there's a huge sense of distrust, and we're going to have very angry people. I don't think it matters who wins the election. The anger and the frustration is going to be pivoted onto the governors and the state officials that urge shutdowns and lockdowns and business closure. I mean, I'm lucky I get to work, but I hear from people that are still unemployed for 7 months, when they're seeing their friends who had COVID have nothing more than a sniffle. I'm here to tell you, COVID did kill. COVID did put people into the ICU. COVID was dangerous. But after a while, people are like, but why did I have to lose my whole life savings? Why did I have to lose everything? Why? That, you know, I mean, there's been Ebola, there's been cancer, there's been diabetes. You know, it didn't have to affect everybody. Because everybody got involved, people want answers. And I think once, you know, you can only suppress information so much. Once kind of people realize that, you know what, flu played a part, pneumonia played a part in a lot of these deaths, which is why I'm saying, guys, get your flu and pneumonia shots, I think people are going to be really, really ticked. So just hold on. Brace yourselves. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Lindsay's asking, why are we testing healthy people for COVID? All right, so a lot of the numbers, you know, we're hearing we got so many more cases of COVID and cases are rising, but if they're healthy people without symptoms, why are we testing them? Well, it all depends on if the state, it's not all states, it's not all counties, Okay, you know, states can differ with how they decide who they count and how they're counted as. Remember we talked about unique people versus total encounters versus, you know, if you, like, test for COVID three times, is that going to be counted as three or just one? So it differs per the states. And there has been a growing call to stop testing people who are asymptomatic. Even by employers. And the reason why we were testing asymptomatic people is because with COVID, if COVID has an incubation period of about 14 days and you were exposed to it, you could possibly shed it, SHED, shed it. You could possibly transmit it to somebody and get somebody else sick. And if you don't believe you have it, then you know, you might, you know, let your guard down. If you think you have COVID, you test. You isolate, you stay home. Once we know you're negative, you go back to work. The problem is employers are like, nobody's showing up to work. Everybody's home because they think they were exposed. So you started to see loosenings of the guidelines. Remember the CDC is like, look guys, you know what? If you're not having symptoms, you don't have to test. Well, boy, did they get blowback. Boy, people just ripped on the CDC. They got so mad. So the CDC then had to kind of backtrack and go, okay, so, you know, get yourself seen, get tested. And the reason why is it's the same theme. People want to know, which is it? Is COVID dangerous in asymptomatic people or is it not? Now, the health experts will say, well, you could transmit the virus if you don't know you have the symptoms. Well, you know, as a doctor, I agree with that, but I've been telling you guys for years, if you get the flu, if you get a cold, you're infectious at least 48 hours before you even get your first symptoms. So, if you are not in a bubble all these years during cough and cold season, you are a Trojan horse yourself. You're giving people cold and flu because you don't feel sick and, you know, you're still breathing out the virus before you get symptoms. If you get a flu shot, you could still have the flu. You might not get sick from the flu, but you could still possibly transmit it, not to a huge degree because it doesn't get a chance to take hold and infect you. But technically, if you get it, you could blow it back out. That's why I wore masks with my patients, because I didn't know who could have the flu 5 days later, breathing on me, and then I breathe on somebody else. But that's why colds spread. That's why flu spreads. So when you're already wearing a mask and social distancing, is that good enough? Well, no, it's not technically good enough, but we have to decide, are we going to live in a bubble or not? So, you know, I'm under the, you know, I mean, I have employees and I want to protect them. And I don't want them to work around anybody who has COVID. I want them to do their isolation, etc. I have no control over what happens if they go to a grocery store later that day. I have no control over, you know, I mean, people live, you know. So if they're COVID positive, they can't work. I have to keep them off. You know, if they think they've been exposed, I want them to get tested. But if I, you know, if they're not having any symptoms and they don't think they're exposed, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, prevent them from working. So, and then, you know, the big question is, well, what about the liars? Are there people out there that are lying so that they don't have to take off work? Are there people out there going, nope, I haven't been exposed? Well, how do you know? How do you know you weren't exposed? Well, because nobody's tested and nobody's wearing their scarlet letters and nobody's. So, you know, the average person out there is saying, I haven't been exposed. Of course they've been exposed. So, you know, I'm kind of the thinking that it's already, I mean, we're already in pandemic phase. It's out there. I mean, we really have to, in a pandemic then, protect those that need to be protected. But you can't trace. Remember we told you yesterday, I believe it was out of, I think it was in Wisconsin, the contact tracers are having a lot of trouble trying to contact trace because it's just too many. I mean, you know, if you're trying to contact trace and go back 14 days, I don't know who I stood next to at a grocery store. You know, I don't, and so we just don't count them. You know, the one thing that happens in medicine that I think everybody has learned and that they're really frustrated with is it's not very consistent. It's kind of halfway. Remember I told you guys doctors aren't allowed to have any bloody, you know, gauze in their garbages. They have to go into biohazard because, you know, anything with blood in a doctor's office needs to go into biohazard. But then what's happening in the public bathroom when somebody has a nosebleed or their period? So I thought any bloody gauze has to go into biohazard. You see, it's inconsistent. Okay, we're not doing everything the same. Yeah, all right. You know, same thing with, you know, with okay, well, we don't want anybody to get COVID. We don't want anybody going to work that could have COVID and spread it to somebody because COVID can kill. Well, flu can kill. So you're basically allowing somebody to go back to work that just had the flu 48 hours ago. And what if they had the flu but they weren't tested for COVID? You know, it's not consistent. So you have a lot of people going, really? Really? I mean, remember how inconsistent it was when we were having the vaccine issues and a lot of parents, you know, back east, religious groups not vaccinating their kids for MMR. And so in the name of public health, they were not allowed to ride, you know, go to school, go into banks, go into stores, go on the bus, public institutions, et cetera, or public transportation. Yet you're letting people who didn't get the flu shot run around. So, I mean, which is it? So, it is. It's frustrating. Healthfeedback.org is saying here that the percentage of excess deaths in the U.S. not directly caused by COVID-19 ranges from 14% to 33%, and it remains unclear how lockdowns influenced excess mortality. So, this comes from the Washington Examiner. And they're trying to find claims, and people are trying to figure out, you know, did deaths go down when we did lockdowns? Because remember, it's a political thing. Politicians are going to say, you see, when we locked you down and we closed up business and we closed up the Las Vegas Strip and the airport was empty, we saved lives. Yet doctors and a lot of people out there are going, okay, yeah, but where's the numbers of the heart attacks? Heart attacks didn't just miraculously stop. Strokes just didn't miraculously stop. So, I know it's frustrating. I know, you know, should we stop testing? So to answer her question, should we stop testing healthy, asymptomatic people? Well, it depends. If we want to know if the numbers are out there, okay, and people need to play the numbers game, then we need the numbers. And we do want, you know, to know who has it so we could protect their family members. So it would be ideal to know who has COVID or not. But in terms of moving forward and kind of, you know, going back to where we were able to live with flu and colds, if we want to live with COVID, we would have to stop hearing these huge numbers and just go, look, if you're sick, we're going to test you. And then we're going to treat you. And, you know, we're not going to be able to prevent the spread. Because you have a lot of people out there that lie. And, you know, they could be COVID positive, but they're lying so they don't have to get tested. And then it doesn't make sense. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.